With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Hello and welcome to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast. We're talking Tuesday's Champions League. Yes, Champions League, six-game slate. I'm Adam Zadroik, joined by Luis Pacheco. But first, before we get into all of these amazing games, are you looking for NFTs that are both fun and have actual utility? Try So Rare, the largest NFT-based fantasy game. You can collect, trade, and compete with officially licensed digital cards of soccer players from over 180 clubs on So Rare. That's SORARE.com. Luis, on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you for Tuesday's slate?
I am on a 1. I'm nervous, but as an Atletico fan, I'm not looking forward to it, but hopefully we can come through. But as a DFS slate also is going to be It's going to be complicated. I don't think I can do a good analysis without seeing lineups, because so very few teams are playing for something. So, so it's kind of like, is Atletico and Porto playing for Milan playing against Liverpool that doesn't play for anything for the second spot on Champions League, and every other match is everything is decided. I mean, Real Madrid, Inter. I think if Inter wins, they go first. But second, but that's, not a big deal, overall. And then it's like, Ajax is big favorite, but Sporting is already through a second. So Dortmund have nothing to play for against Beşiktaş. So we don't even know who they're going to play. I mean, I see the lineups, and I see Salah, and I see Van Dijk, and I see Trent Alexander-Arnold. I'm not sure those guys are going to play, especially in an away match. Mm-hmm. And I see Tadic, and I see Vergès, and I see all those guys. I mean, I know Ajax didn't play this weekend, but I mean, do they need to play those guys in this match? So I don't know. There is a Shakhtar Sheriff Tiraspol, which is, it could have been exciting if Shakhtar were playing for something, but they have no chance to reach Europa. So it's like so the matches that are interesting, they are playing against level teams. If you want to play Milan against Liverpool, be my guess. I mean, I guess there's a good strategy there, but still Liverpool is a good team, even with the B team. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. So
yeah, all those lineups you're talking about, I think the person doing, the projected 11s on UEFA's actual site, I think it's either a new person or, they partied too hard last night and they were just plugging in these guys, because we usually look at those before putting them in at RotoWire and just comparing them. It's like, where are these guys even coming from with some of these lineups? Yeah. They even have positions wrong and stuff. So I guess follow RotoWire.com instead, and hopefully ours are better.
No, you guys do a much better job. I just look at them because usually they are the one, and they do a good job with the injuries, though. The suspension on injuries is usually good. Sounds like Atletico have no center backs, and Benzema is out. But overall, it's egregious to think that Klopp is going to go to Milan and play his almost like his full defense when he's saying that Trent Alexander-Arnold needs rest.
Right.
So, and actually now that the Premier League goes to the Christmas period, where they play almost every twice a week sometimes, So I'm not sure that, I mean, I'm hoping that Liverpool have a good team, so Atletico have a mild chance to go through, but, you know, it's just a fool's goal. I'm not sure if it's going to happen. But anyhow, yes. Here is
just looking at Liverpool. So Manchester City, they play in the early slate here tomorrow, but they already released their traveling squad, and we will probably get a Liverpool traveling squad, you know, before the starting 11. So we could probably know who's actually going to be playing, at least who's has a chance of playing. I assume everyone's not going to be traveling for Liverpool. So that should help. Unfortunately, it's not out yet, but
yeah, I mean, obviously there is a, I mean, well, we think, well, they're not playing for anything even, but in this case, it's just true. I mean, they're not playing for anything. It's like you say, well, somebody wants to play for Europe, or, but it's not many positions. I mean, Europa League is all decided. It's just Atletico Porto. I mean, I play a lot of Atletico last time, and zero shot on target on the first half against Milan, not having to win. So, you know, can't you trust them? I mean,
yeah, I can't remember a slate like this before. So looking at the odds here, if you're watching on YouTube.com, I got the odds report on a cheat sheet up. So the three biggest favorites are in matches. Neither team has anything to play for. Borussia Dortmund, who aren't playing exactly well right now. Haaland's not going to start. Like, they have nothing to play for, but their implied goal total for the odds is 2.4. Yeah. Like, that first match against Besiktas, it's like, it's not like they outplayed them. I think they won 2-1. It wasn't like an overly dominant match. Those teams were kind of even, and throw in some added injuries for Dortmund. And then you have Ajax, nothing to play for. Shakhtar, like, these teams just nothing to play for. And then you get to AC Milan against Liverpool, and it's like, well, even Liverpool's backups are going to be give AC Milan a hard time, so that's not a given. And then, like, Benzema is not going to be playing for Real Madrid, and Porto, like you said, that first matchup between Porto and Letico is scoreless, so, like, what are we going to do with that? It's kind of a mess. So this could go anyway, really.
Yeah, and it's hard without lineups. I'm just going to tell people that. But, I mean, let's try to do – I mean, doing the best I can. It's like, you know, if it's Tadic or Haller or Vergés, any of those guys play, you know, you might consider for the lineups. I think they are too pricey. But, I mean – they play at home. It's not a bad spot. I'd rather play Haller and Vergés than, for example, Royce. Even Royce is in a team that is potentially scoring more goals. But it's just Dortmund is a little bit scared to see who is going to score. I mean, I know this. And they have Wolf, which I like a lot if he starts. But I do have Wolf too, so yeah. Jude Bellingham has been doing great. Donjan Malen. I mean, those are decent guys, but are those guys better than, you know, anyone else? I don't know. It just feels complicated. I mean, at forward, if the expensive guys, I mean, you will think that Real Madrid, with the team they have, you can play Vinicius Jr. or Asensio. That, you know, he might have some floor since.
How much do you think, so just looking at the table here, Real Madrid have 12 points, Inter Milan have 10. So theoretically, Inter Milan could win this match, finish first. Like, how much do you think these teams are going to play regularly, play their regulars, like Real Madrid draw or win, and they're first in the group? I mean, Inter is probably going to push because they still have a chance to win the group, but I mean, maybe without Benzema in there, maybe Real Madrid, you know, play him in a little more defensive than usual, and, you know, just try to get the draw or something like that.
It could be. I think one thing that we know is Jovic is pretty cheap. So you come, I mean, he's supposed to start. He have a decent game.
He had a goal and assist. Oh, he's 3,500. So he could be really popular, actually. So
it's gonna be popular if you. I mean, the thing's like, there's not many players. I mean, it's just hard. I mean, I guess if you see Salah, you want to play Salah. If you see Tadic,
are people gonna play Salah though? Like, if if Salah or Mane or Jota start, like, those guys are probably going to go, you know, 60 minutes, right? They can't go full 90s.
Yeah, I don't want to play any of them, but I understand that, you know, Salah always scores. So, or but I'd rather go, I mean, it's just hard to gosh. Like, on the expensive guys, you got the Ajax guys. It's like, well, I mean, I can give a chance to Tadic or Vergès or Haller. I mean, it depends on what Lisbon plays with. I mean, I'm not sure Lisbon is going to have, like, the full team in the sense that they just come for playing against Benfica for the Lisbon Classic match. So it's like, I mean, that match was brutal. I mean, in Portuguese soccer, they hit each other pretty well. I mean, there's a lot of balls. So, I mean, I'm not sure Lisbon has to play for anything. So why are they going to play Pedro Gonçalves or Sarabia? I'm not sure, but if they do and they you see the match more or less level, well, you can play Tadic or maybe Ajax plays the puppies too, so maybe in that case you go and play Pedro Gonçalves. So it's just gonna depend on lineups. I think I like Donny Malen if Beşiktaş, because I feel Beşiktaş is not gonna play for anything. They might just come to check box. I like the Atletico guys. I mean, I think that Griezmann, I mean, Atletico needs to win. One goal is might not be enough. I mean, might be enough, but, you know, Atletico has not been playing well. They lost again this weekend at home after playing relatively well. So you have Griezmann at 7,000 taking some set pieces, maybe Correa plays. And Suarez.
I can't do Atletico on the slate. I'm sorry. Stop. I think I might have played Griezmann last slate. I think you had the same reasoning. You know, Atletico must win spot, and then 4 points. I just can't do that again.
They were terrible. So, what will you play? I just have no idea.
It's just like a decision where you probably just want to stack in case, you know, one of these teams just gets three or four goals. Like, you otherwise, like, you can't really pick and choose like random guys to score, because you don't know how much some of these teams are really going to go after it. And I mean, you could even look at, like, you could take the route of like AC Milan. They need a win. They'll be pushing. You could look at like guys like Minamino and Origi. Like, they're fairly cheap. I don't know how popular they'll be. They'll be underdogs, but just like routes like that where you have not usual guys in there, but the other team actually has to play for something. I mean, that's the only situation like that, because no one else has anything to play for. But, you know, you got cheaper Liverpool guys in there. They probably won't be sub just because they don't really have anyone else.
Why? Just give Origi a full match, right?
Yeah. I kind of like Shakhtar too, though, just because of the matchup, and neither team has anything to play for. So
I like Shakhtar. Hopefully, I mean, I don't know, is Pedrinho forward eligible? I think Fernando is, but I'm not sure if Fernando's going to play.
Pedrinho is midfield only, so 4,600 though.
Yeah, I'm not sure there is a forward eligible on that that lineup, but
I guess depends on Fernando, really.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like Shakhtar a lot. I think that the Sheriff is being – they were lucky at home. They surprised people, but now it's just, you know, it's a game at home. And I like Mudrik. Like, Mudrik is going to be probably one of my first players in my lineup. He's stars, you know. He's a great player, had set pieces, and he's for something, 4,300. So I like Mudrik a lot. I think the smart idea is doing what you said to do. Like, all right, I'm going to trust the odds. I'm going to go Ajax stack. So I'm going to play the three forwards of Ajax, and everything else is going to be whatever I can fit in. I like Dortmund. So I think you can play Royce and Malen and Bellingham and Wolf, and then fill the rest spots with something else. I mean, it just feels more like GPP than a cash strategy, but I don't feel any clear-cut cash options. Even Asensio, he have, you know, with no Modric and no Cruz, he might take some set pieces, but do you, I mean, it's against Inter, so I'd rather play the forwards against the worst team than Asensio with set pieces, which is going to get to 10 points maybe, and if you get lucky. So
yeah, it's kind of hard talking about cash games just with all the unknowns, really. It's just there's so many different ways to go. I think the cash move more than anything is just at defender, go with Tsimikas and Nico Williams, and you know just try and ride those Liverpool fullbacks. Maybe they don't have anything to play for, but that doesn't mean they're not going to try and they're just going to lay down and accept 30 shots to zero or something like that. It's not going to happen. So
I know it sucks. I have the Atletico t-shirt with me, but I think Renan Lodi is an amazing play. I mean, Atletico, they don't have center backs. I mean, Xavi got injured this weekend. Jimenez is injured. And Felipe is out. He was a red card or something like that.
Do you think that's a boost for Porto? Like, we have Verselko in at center back, but because I don't know who else is going to actually play back there. Is that going to help out Porto a little bit? Would you consider those guys at all?
Alisson or Oliveira. I mean, Atletico generally having problem with set pieces, and now with a team that is going to be smaller, I believe the Condobia is going to play. They have Versalico. I will bet pennies against dollars, and he's not.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do right there. So
I know it is what is in the system. They had Condobia in the middle, but I believe it's probably going to be more like Hermoso, which is center back, and Condobia as the other center back, and then Lodi. I think Carrasco, but we'll see what Simeone does. Obviously, lineup's not pretty easy to consider. But if Lodi is playing and it's not Carrasco, you would expect to Renan Lodi to go 90 minutes, and for 3,700, you have a very good defender in a team that needs to win. As you say, Liverpool guys, obviously always good, but I'd rather go Marcelo. Seems like a good play. I mean, this could be his last Real Madrid match in Champions League. So
I just wasn't sure if they'd actually start him or not, but
we don't know that either. But I mean, I don't know how much he's, you have Cruz there, Asensio. I mean, it's just hard. I mean, our defenders are some decent defenders, right? It's a Pedro Porro. Is the Liverpool guys. So then it's just a matter of like, hey, you do a stack and what midfielders you like. I think Mudryk is a great play as itself. 4.3 salary, set pieces. Supposedly a guy that Barcelona is behind, but you know how that goes. So
Take set pieces, Mudryk does?
I think so. Indonesia, okay. It's probably going to be him, I think, with that lineup.
He's definitely taken some. Because I was looking at that last match. I guess if Maicon doesn't start, Maicon took like 10 corners in the first game against Sheriff. Yeah, because Patrick, Marlos, those guys, none of them are actually projected to start. So
it's going to be Mudryk. So, and then it's like, I think, so you had Dodo and Ted. I mean, it's probably going to be him. I like him. He's a good play, I think. I mean, I'm not sure if I can play Teal, but he's been good on Sheriff Tiraspol. But I think Mudryk is probably one of my first guys. I like Gesal if he starts. I mean, for that salary, he keeps doing well. It's not that Dortmund is playing for much, right? Mm-hmm. I think is Wolf forward or
he shouldn't be. I guess he is midfield forward.
Yeah.
I don't think he gets up that much, does he?
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, it's just hard because is he going to play full match? I like Bellingham, but Bellingham is 8,000, right? 7,000, so
that's a lot.
It's a lot. It depends who you play, right? So.
Mm-hmm.
So in midfield, obviously, I mean, you had Cruz there. I have Cruz out. If you had Cruz is not a bad play. I think he's relatively cheap.
Yeah, 7,700. So like if he's in there, that's the cash play because there's not a ton of other cash plays, I guess, unless, like you said, Mudryk 4,300 Mudryk, Kroos, two cash midfielders maybe.
Yeah, Porto midfielders are not bad. I think, you know, with Atletico having problems of on center back, and Porto being a strong team in set pieces, I mean, nothing to lose there, especially if Atletico goes up early. In that case, you know, Porto needs to tie. So, you know, that's something I wouldn't mind. I mean, besides that, it's just, you know, gambles, right? Like,
yeah, I think, I guess it may not be a big deal because apparently Ajax don't usually get a ton of set pieces, but it looks like Tadic probably won't start. He has a back problem. So depending on what that lineup looks like, you could get whoever is on set pieces for Ajax without Tadic in there. So, I mean, it really depends. Like, is Berghuis going to be there? Is Gravenberch going to be in there? We just don't know. So,
yeah. I'm afraid of Pedro Gonçalves, but he keeps doing it, so it's expensive too. Yeah, he had two goals last match. He was nothing to.
Yeah, he was big last match.
And then they have. I mean, Hakan at that price, depending on Real Madrid plays, is not a bad play, especially if DiMarco doesn't play. Then you know, obviously, I mean, Milan is healthy favorite for so I expect that I guess the oddsmakers thinking that Liverpool is going to play weaker team. So in that case, you know, Brahim Diaz at that price is not bad. Tonali, not bad either. I mean, all those guys are fine, I guess.
Not
exciting to me. I mean, to me, Mudryk is exciting. He's the only one I'm really excited about it.
What if Joao Felix started at 5,200?
I'll be excited too against, you know, the rival, but, you know, can't you trust, poor guy, man. Joao Felix needs to get healthy or something,
Barella, 4,700. He seems like always a guy that's going to get his few points. Maybe he'll have an assist or something like that. But, I mean, it's tough.
It's tough, man. It is tough. I mean, it just depends. I guess, as you say, you know, you can play Royce and Bellingham doesn't seem bad. He's been doing well lately. Then he's, I'm not going to talk about the Atletico guys because why? I mean,
yeah,
they have good matchups, they have good prices, you know, then I just have to eat my words. But
this is almost like a slate where you can kind of play whoever you want just because there's so many new guys coming in. Like, just based off of Jokic, or not Jokic.
Jokic, but yeah.
not tennis over here, but... so you can kind of, just like with all these guys, like the Shakhtar Sheriff match, like you can, like guys are 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. Like you can play, it's not like that's going to be a low scoring match. Like just looking at the odds, like it's in the same range as the other ones. And these teams have nothing to play for. It was 2-0 to Sheriff last match, but both teams got a lot of opportunities. So like, even if you only grabbed, you know, one player from that match or two players even from that match, like you still have enough money to do whatever you want at the other positions. I mean, I think it's still a viable strategy, at least even in cash games. Like you can still stack that Shakhtar match and it wouldn't be crazy. Like
crazy. I like those guys. I like Sudakov. Seems like a decent guy. He's like a 19 years old. He's good. I like Mudryk. He's good. Why not? I mean, Cristiano's not a bad place in the other side. I'm okay with whatever, honestly. I mean, you can match a couple of cheap guys with the expensive Ajax if you want, or with Dortmund, or even, you know, Real Madrid or Inter, whatever you guys want. It's just not a clear-cut play. Even, you know, I like the defenders, as you say, but it's Liverpool. But, you know, it's Liverpool away from home against a team that really needs to win. And so it just feels like, I mean, I definitely like the Shakhtar guys, Dodo, who's the other guy? Is Ismaili going to play? I don't think he's there, but.
Yeah, I mean, he's just one of those guys that may or not play.
Yeah.
It's
be playing. I don't know who's taking set pieces in Dortmund.
Even the Sheriff guys like Castaneda, Adama Traore, like, you know, it's not like impossible that these guys aren't going to get opportunities. Again, they won that first match, and Shakhtar aren't, you know, the best defensive team anyway. So,
yeah, as I say, I don't know. I mean, if I have one lineup, I don't know. I mean, it's just like Dortmund comes from playing against Bayern. Lisbon comes and plays against Benfica. Those are tough matches. Atletico have lost. Inter and Madrid, I mean, they are doing fine, but, you know, play them. And then Ajax didn't play this weekend because, you know, they have a break for the league, for Champions League sometimes. So I don't know. I think I like Dortmund. They're going to play Bellingham and they're going to play Royce and maybe Julian Brand plays. I think those guys they're good and they play at home. Maybe they want to have a good match at home, but this is just speculation, right?
Right.
And for the prices, I can match those guys with Shakhtar and then, you know, a couple of Liverpool defenders and then you're good to go. But and then until Alexis Sanchez scored 3 goals. But
yeah, I'm still scrolling on midfield, and even like Gravenberch for Ajax, like he's at 4,000. There's a chance, you know, if Tadic doesn't play, you know, Gravenberch has played full 90 in every game, including the last one, which again, that one didn't matter for Ajax either. And like maybe full 90 possibility, maybe split set piece possibility, the Sporting Lisbon situation there. Like there's just so many options where you can spend down sub 5,000 guys that it's not going to be the craziest thing in the world to use them. So
I agree. I mean, the guys that, and there's guys that are not much information. I like Mudryk and I like Sudakov, but there's not much. I mean, they cannot play 90. They might be a disaster. So I don't know. I just, I'm with you. It's just, you know, stack.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
On defense, well, you know, the Liverpool guys are expensive, but they are decent. Guerreiro at 6,000, I feel it's too pricey. He might not even have pieces.
Yeah, I don't think he's even going to start because he just came back from his injury.
Probably not.
Yeah, I think Marco Rose just said he wasn't even – I mean, this match doesn't matter, so there's no reason for him to start. I think Schultz is going to start at left back. He's 2,900, but I don't know. He's not much of a fantasy asset anyway.
No, he's not. Then, you know, Real Madrid, Marcelo going to play. I like him just because he doesn't care about defending. And, you know, last match, he probably going to try to just do whatever he wants to do, which is usually pretty good. Pedro Porro is not bad at that price, especially if Pedro Gonçalves doesn't start, or Pedro Pote, or whatever you guys want to call it, or I don't even know anymore. But so, you know, he will have some set pieces if either Sarabia or Gonçalves doesn't play. Win back, decent price. I like Lodi if he starts and Carrasco is not on the bench, or, you know, you guys figure it out that part. But for 3.7, you get a guy, then Atletico needs to attack. So
yeah, there's probably going to be some, depending on the lines, there's probably going to be some cheaper fullbacks than what we're used to seeing. I mean, even Cristiano, 3,300, the Sheriff fullback. We had two assists in the first game against Shakhtar. Maybe that's not going to happen, but he's been down the last few matches, but they also played Real Madrid and Inter the last four times. So, like, it seems like he's a guy that's going to get forward. So he's 3,300 fullback. Again, another guy from that match who is cheap.
I like Cristiano. Yeah, definitely. No, Cristiano's on my list. Cristiano and Lodi are on my list. Teo Hernandez is not bad considering that Milan needs to win. Who else? Dodo, whoever plays in Shakhtar is not bad either. I like Cristiano better. But for what you mentioned, you know, he's been decent when he plays. And, you know, obviously Real Madrid and Inter, you know, in the top teams in the world, so it's just not easy. I mean, not even Bayern or anything like that can put a lot of points on him. So, yeah, I like those two.
Yeah, Hernandez is an interesting one just to go against, you know, the younger fullbacks of Liverpool. He had a floor of 11.6 in the first game against Liverpool. And, yeah, like you said, he's going to be pushing. So that's a pretty good route there just going against the younger Liverpool fullback. So.
Yeah, besides that, it's just gambling with center backs, which I won't do.
No, I mean, there's really no reason to punt on a center back on this slate unless, I don't know. there really isn't a reason.
Yeah. Again, Meunier is usually these. I mean, I won't play him, but, you know, he has some goal upside, I guess. I mean, there's not much else. I mean, it's like, the good thing about defense that you have, for whatever you want to play, do you want to play expensive Ajax, you can play Cristiano and Lodi, or Cristiano and someone else, and you'll be fine. And so,
yeah. How popular do you think Sebastian Haller is going to be at 10.3? I mean, he scored four goals in the first game against Sporting, so you got to think people will be using him.
With the salaries we have, probably very popular, but
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I just don't. I mean, can I really? I mean, I know that people that do the odds are knows a lot more than I do, but it doesn't feel like Ajax is gonna roll over Sporting. I mean, I never felt it in the first match, and now that Sporting has reacted, you can say, well, the first match is a rookie team, didn't have any Champions League experience, but now they're being great, you know. So I don't know. I think. I don't know. I guess you could play him and play Dortmund guys. I don't know. It just feels everything is great for GBP, but for cash, I have no clear cut players, right? There's cheap defenders you can play. There is cheap midfielders. I like the idea of stacking for cash. Stack a team and try to get the goals and the assists. Maybe, you know, they play more free and you get lucky and the team you stack is the good one. And if not, hopefully you get enough fantasy points. And
yeah, I mean, this could be a slate where you have, I don't know, four matches that don't mean anything. Those games go for 3-4 goals. And then the ones that actually mean something, those ones are 1-0 kind of thing. So it's not really a, like, some people are going to be like, well, these teams have more to play for, so they're going to do more. They're going to get more, you know, shots and crosses and whatever. But that's not always the case. Just because, I mean, it's not like these teams aren't going to be playing. Like Sheriff is never going to be in champ. Well, I'm not going to say never, but they're rarely in Champions League. So it's not like they're just going to be like, oh, yeah, this is fine. We're just going to accept another loss here or something like that. Or there's just going to be, there's really any of these games could have a few goals in them. And you could stack it. Even the AC Milan Liverpool game, like it's not a given that AC Milan are going to win or Liverpool aren't going to score. Like,
yeah.
More than anything, I think that Porto Atletico match, that'll be the one that goes under. But
yeah, I think so too. But I don't know. I mean, honestly, you, I hope it goes over. But honestly, so that brings to the tough question this time. You have salary to play any goalkeeper you want. Who you pick?
My first inclination here was to go Diego Costa for Porto, because you know, Atletico, sure, they had a win, but that doesn't mean they're going to score. I don't know. Maybe that's not the – if that match is lower scoring, though, I don't know. It's.
I like Malin. This is more expensive, though. But
wait, who are we looking at?
No, Malin. Sorry, Cobble. Malin is a forward.
Okay. Wait, the forward who plays goalkeeper? Okay.
That'd be something, right? Like a –
You really trust Kobel, though? I was looking at Dortmund's recent matches here. I mean, even if you don't include the Bayern Munich one, they lost 3-1 at Lisbon last match. Like, they've allowed, multiple goals in four of their last six. They got the home loss against Ajax, gave up three in that one.
Yeah, not easy. The goalkeeper is not easy. With money. With money, it's not easy. Without money, it's pretty easy. You play the cheapest one. But with money, it feels like everybody can do well or bad. So, like, do you want to play the Ajax guy against Lisbon? Maybe. I'm not sure. If Lisbon plays with a full lineup, I feel they can score. I like the Porto one because he's going to see shots, and Atletico is being, well, we think so. Again, like, we bring the Milan game. Atletico at home needed to win and see Rochelle attack the first half.
Maybe even Courtois, though. Had the clean sheet against Inter that first game, had five saves. And, you know, Inter, they're going to be the ones probably pushing more, trying to get first in that group. So maybe there.
He plays, yeah.
Maybe even Alisson or whoever starts for them. It's just, you know, these team AC Milan's gonna be pushing, so you just get the saves. Hopefully, it doesn't allow one, that kind of thing.
I guess it depends who you don't play, right? I mean, I like Truman as well, but Sheriff has scoring away from home. I think they have scored every match away from home. And Shakhtar Donetsk is not as a good defensive team, so I know I'm having a hard time picking a goalie. I feel confident, but that's most of the time. So,
even Athanasiadis for Sheriff, he's 3,900, but like, I don't think he's that much different than some of these other guys. Like, they held Shakhtar scoreless the first game. Why can't they do it again? And like, he's going to get save opportunities. So, like, why is he that much worse than anyone else? But he's 3,900, so.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I like the Inter goalie. I mean, without Benzema, Real Madrid probably having a hard time scoring, we think. But I don't know. It's probably the most difficult slate I ever played in Champions League in a while. I mean, obviously, the last match day, it's always complicated because you don't know who lineups are going to be. But this one feels especially random. So kind of putting like a 16 parlay, I'm hoping to hit. So
yeah, it's just wait until the lineups come out and then spend an hour trying to figure out maybe beforehand. Have a couple games that you want to stack or something, and then once the lineups come out, see if that works out. Because I mean, really, there's 12 teams playing. We don't really know what the 11s are going to look like from at least eight of them, maybe. I mean, even Dortmund, like, they're the biggest favorite, but we still, it's not like a guarantee who actually starts here.
Yeah.
Like Malin isn't going to start, but I don't know. It's.
And the good thing is going to be ownership is going to be all over the place. So, hey, do you arrive, you win. If not, just another ticket of the lotto.
Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah, I think more than a lot of slates, I mean, especially Premier League, just, or even, you know, Champions League, just, you know, you got your Ronaldos and Messis and even Mahrezes and stuff like that in Champions League, and those guys are extremely high percentage ownership, but this slate is, it's nothing. Like Dortmund, Ajax, Shakhtar are the biggest fare. It's nothing to play for. Ownership's just going to be all over the place. So play who you want. Pick your matches where you think there's going to be goals and go from there. I mean, that's kind of what it is. It's there's not a ton of I don't know. All right. You got anything else, Luis?
I got nothing else, man. I just hoping that my Atletico stack actually this time does something. I'm not going to play it as the main lineup. And I think Shakhtar Dortmund probably is the most sensible. And, you know, yeah. There you go. Now you know who's not going to score goals tomorrow.
Yeah. Do you have an Atletico stack on every slate just for fun?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just
not at the beginning when the prices were nuts. Like, I mean, I can play Suarez at 9,000 and Griezmann at 8,000. I mean, but when they are like 4,000 or 5,000, I don't mind putting Lemar in there, and Lodi, and Griezmann and Correa. Who knows?
Well, I mean, the one time that Atletico score 4 goals and they win 4-0, you're going to be a very happy man. So
this is the one time the second one time that they need to deliver. So, you know,
all right, we'll be cheering for you. I still don't know exactly what I'm going to do yet, but I think I might, you know, just go with all of the 3,000, 4,000 guys in the Shakhtar Sheriff match and hope that one goes 3-3, and then I'll have like $10,000 extra dollars to spend and no one else is going to have that lineup. So that seems like a winner to me, but.
Hey, brilliant.
Brilliant. Yes. All right. If you have any questions for us, you can find us on Twitter. Luis is at Pache Goal. I am at Roto's Adroik. You can also find us in the RotoWire Discord. If you're a subscriber, go to rotowire.com/chat to be a subscriber. You can go to rotowire.com/soccer trial, free 10-day trial without credit card. And you can get all the information at RotoWire. And please like and subscribe wherever you're watching, YouTube, podcast form, however it is. And so we also have to discuss Wednesday slate at some point. So me and Luis will be back probably sometime on Tuesday discussing that, depending when DraftKings wants to get that out there. But we'll be back discussing that. Thanks to So Rare. And thanks to Luis. Good luck to Atletico. Hopefully they can make it to the next round here.
Let's go.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.